morning, everybody. We are happy to have you all here with us at Open Door Baptist Church. We all please stand as we open up with worship to the Lord.
And lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord. Bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Thank you for overlooking my initial mess up, so I appreciate that. All right, we all bow your heads as we open up the word of prayer. Dear Lord God, I thank you and I praise you that we can come here and lift up your holy name, God. We want the world to be filled with your glory, your presence this morning, God, and be with us this morning as we worship and honor you this morning, Lord. God, I ask anointing of your Holy Spirit to be upon our worship, upon our service, and upon the word that Pastor Rich has for us today, God. I pray that you speak through him with the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, that that word dives deep into our heart and changes us and makes us what you want us to be, God. And I thank you for it all in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
A little code
Hey, Larry, did she tell him, says, well, I got one better. I'm actually a pastor's daughter, too.
No.
Y'all, please stand. You know, a lot of you guys, some of you guys, I know me pretty well, but Mike's a really a total nerd. Like, I like to look at the stars and things like that. My wife has me a really big telescope. And sometimes you look at the stars, you think, you know, I'm looking at the same stars that Moses looked at. I'm looking at the same stars Jacob looked at. And if you think about it, we also pray to the exact same God that Jacob prayed to, that Mary prayed to. Amen. So that is the God. He is the same God.
Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness.
Darkest water and deepest pain, wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are stories you'll use.
Look back through your life and you see God moving in every single step in your life, you can always look back and thank Him for everything He's done.
God, as we study your word, as we come before the altar, as we, Lord, take our tithes and offerings, Lord, we thank you and we give all these things to you. Our time, our effort, our strength, we give it all. What little bits we have, we give these things to you, God. Lord, as we do this with a humble heart, knowing that it's not our ability, not our strength, not our power, but always, Lord, your power. And we pray for more of it with everything we say and everything we do. May your Holy Spirit reign upon this place today. More power. Amen. Thank you. Good morning, Open Door. Anybody tired? I mean, Larry, I think everybody knows you're tired at this point, sir. And most people who know me know that I'm also very tired because we do a lot, right? Listen, you ever have one of those weeks where you just go nonstop and you're just like, man, I wish I had a break. And then somebody comes around and they use this phrase where they're like, oh, just relax. The phrase, oh, just calm down, doesn't really go very far to most of us. This week, like many of you, has been a very, very, very busy week. And the more I prayed about what to preach on and how to come to you, the church, today, the more this word kept coming into my head. Rest. And the more I talked about rest, the more I thought about rest, the more I kept thinking and focusing in on it, the more I realized I didn't want to preach on rest because, to be honest with you, this is not something I'm good at. I struggle with this. I have a tendency to go all in, and when I go all in, I go about 120% no matter what the cost. And if that sounds like any of you, you know how hard it is to just stop. But rest is an essential piece of our lives. Both physically and mentally and emotionally, rest is a need. So instead of steering away from it like I wanted to do, I thought, let's go ahead and steer right into the skid. Let's go with conversation of rest. Now, rest isn't just the idea of taking a nap, right? Now, not that a nap isn't involved when we get rest, John. Let's not get too critical here. I saw that look right off the bat. Naps can be involved, but there's more to resting than just taking a nap, right? So let's look at what God's word has to say about rest. If you have your Bibles, your phones, your scrolls, your stone tablets, whichever you may have with you, open it up. Psalms chapter 23 is what we're going to look at today. I have a handful of other texts, but we're going to really focus in on Psalm 23. When you have it, we'll have it up here. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. Verse 1, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me, even in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, your goodness and your love will follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now listen, this verse, this psalm, as David's playing it, as he's saying it, as you look at this, what comes to my mind, what comes to my heart is that we need rest. So why do we need rest? Well, we need to recharge physically. Okay? Verse 2, God makes us lie down in green pastures, right? We physically have to actually stop sometimes in order to recharge. I know, that sounds crazy as somebody who likes to go. But for all of you out there who are like me, there's a moment in time where we have to take a second, we have to step back and remember that God rested. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 say this, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Taking it even a step further, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11, it says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or your daughter nor your male or female servant nor your animals nor any foreigners residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. All right, so I'm gonna ask a dumb question. Did God rest because he was exhausted? No, right? God didn't rest because he was exhausted. Unlikely as that may be, we, on the other side of it, get exhausted when we go eventually. Even to the point of putting ourselves in a physically drained position. I think of it kind of like your gas tank. How far will your gas tank go if you're on the E? Now, some of you know the exact amount of miles that your gas tank will go when you're on E. All right? And I'm going to be honest, I also know that number. When my gas tank hits E, I have exactly 23 miles until I have to get gas. I will not go past the 23 miles, but I will make it as far as I possibly can. But if I'm being honest, we treat our own bodies like that too sometimes. We have to recharge physically, which means sometimes in life we have to just stop. We have to take a moment to fill up, which means some days, well, at least one day a week, we need to stop and not do anything at all. John, that's a great time for you to take a nap. Or, you know what? Matt, maybe that's the perfect day for you to go on that bike ride. Or maybe do nothing at all. Whatever your piece of physical rest needs to be, whatever it is that takes you to that relaxation, that's what you need to do. But it's not just about recharging physically. I think why we need rest is that we need to get encouragement emotionally. Verse 3 of the psalm, right? He refreshes my soul. Man, encouragement, a refreshment of your soul, a peace where you're just back to it again. That's not even the only time that God mentions that provision. In fact, in Isaiah 40, verse 29 through 31, he says, he gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Even youths will grow tired and weary, and young men will stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. Hoping in the Lord gives a renewal physically and emotionally. And listen, I can tell you, when you run and you keep running, you get exhausted. But running is not just a physical game. Anybody who does long distance running will tell you it's an emotional game too. It's a mental game. You have to get in it. You have to be aware of it. You have to be in the mindset of running. If you could physically just keep going, that's easy. But if you're mentally done, you're out. You're going to quit. Well, from an encouragement standpoint, we need that encouragement emotionally. God provides that for us. And the thing is, sometimes we don't see it. That's why the church is here. Together. The unity. See, when we get to come together, we get to challenge one another sometimes, but we get that growth of our community, our friends and our family, and the good feelings we have of being together. That's not that we're all perfect, and it's not that we always all like each other, but the time that we get together, we have a good time. So we need rest because we need to recharge physically. We need to get that encouragement emotionally. But we also need rest because we need spiritual direction. Verse 3 of the psalm says he guides us the right way. And verse 4 says his staff is directing us. But 1 Thessalonians 5:11 also adds that, therefore, encourage one another, build each other up, just as in fact you were doing. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And then James, it says clearly, it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. This is James 1:22. It says, do what it says. See, when we're given this spiritual direction from God, he's pushing us along the right path with our rest, right? He edges us into the right directions. But if we're not taking time to stop and listen, it's hard to hear beyond the noise. If you stay up all night thinking, focusing, worried about something, it starts to engulf everything you are, and it becomes very hard to focus on anything else. If all you're doing is getting so busy in a task that you lose sight of things like eating or drinking, you might be without rest. It may be too much of something. God wants us to rest because if we rest, if we stop for a second and listen to what he has for us to say, we can hear the shepherd call. We can hear him direct us. We can hear him guide us. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to listen to him. He wants us to hear his path and his direction for our lives. And I'm going to be honest. There's 1,000 things going on right now. Listen, if you open up your phones and you go to Facebook, you'll see the 100 things going on social media right now. If you open up your phones and you go to Yahoo or Fox or CNN or whatever news station you want to go ahead and look at, you'll see the 1,000 other things that are going on right now. That's just one aspect. Now let's take what's going on in your world, because don't forget, you're thinking about lunch, because come on, all right, are we thinking The Ville, are we thinking Scafidi's, are we thinking we can't go to Undo's, because that would be packed, right? You got all of the other things that are in your world. There's what's for dinner, right? Food is always in my mind, obviously, right? But that's not including the what's going on at work, what's going on in your home life, what's going on with your friends, who is talking to who, who's mad at who, whatever the poison, whatever the conversation, but all of these things are just distractions. When we're so worried about everything else and we're not listening to what God has for us to say. We need rest, because when we get rest, we can hear God better. And listen, maybe that's something you struggle with too. Let me tell you, the solution is part of my next point, which is trust him. In verse 5 and 6, we see David said in the psalm, we see when you look at verse 5 and 6 there, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows, only goodness, faithfulness, love will pursue me all the days of my life. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In the presence of your enemies, God's preparing a table for you. God has your back. He takes it even a step further in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. It says this, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to trust Him. We need to trust Him when He says that we need to take a day. We need to take time. We need to take rest. It's important for our lives. We need it because we need Him. As simple as it is, I talk about rest because it's something I struggle with. And if I'm being very honest and open with you guys for a second, I think there's more than just me out here that struggles with it. I think we struggle with it because we think that we have to be busy. And listen, there's a thousand things going on. We're going to be busy tomorrow. But my encouragement to you is this. When it comes to rest, don't lose sight of God. We need to trust Him that He will provide, He will comfort, He will give us what we need. We need to trust Him and listen to Him and be obedient to resting. By being obedient, we'll hear His direction. We'll hear His push. We'll hear His call. We'll get the emotional encouragement that we need, and we'll gain the recharge physically that we need. But I'm not a good leader if I don't apply what I'm talking about. So let's close with prayer so that we can rest today. I'm going to ask, as the praise band comes forward, I'm going to ask Hunter to close us with a word of prayer today. All right? Amen. Please stand. Okay. The altar is open. If you're struggling with rest, if you want somebody to talk to, give it to the Lord.
What a fellowship, what a joy.
this week, take some rest. Go back to the Lord. Thank you all. Appreciate you. See you guys next week.
Good night.